This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Coming up, Udacity offers a free quality education to anyone with an internet connection and a bit of self-discipline. We'll also hear about a small animal shelter that lives large on Facebook and the first ever Granite State Music Festival. On the program, lots of music and a chance to be present at the creation of what organizers hope will put New Hampshire on the festival map. But we begin with guerrilla weddings. Maybe it's the sluggish economy, the flash mob legacy, the social media age wish for attention, or the ongoing American urge for originality. Couples everywhere are ditching the choreographed trappings of traditional weddings for simpler, spontaneous services in public spaces on the sly. Alyssa Abkowitz wrote about this increasingly popular way to tie the note for Smart Money magazine and joins us now. Alyssa, great to have you on Word of Mouth.
Thanks for having me, Virginia.
So what makes a guerrilla wedding?
Well, there are lots of things that make a guerrilla wedding, but the best thing is that it's impromptu and it's supposed to save you a lot of money. A lot of people back in the olden days obviously did this. We've always seen eloping if, you know, parents, for example, don't approve of a union. So it isn't new in that sense, but it is new in the sense that the recession obviously has spurred some couples who, you know, maybe rather save their money up for a down payment on a home than, you know, to spend $25,000 on a reception to say, hey, you know, let's go back to this idea. Let's look at this and see if we can get married somewhere that doesn't cost a lot of money, plan it fairly quickly, invite fewer people, and in the end of the day, still have the exact same outcome, but at, you know, a fraction of the cost of a regular traditional wedding.
So you've written about several different kinds of locations where people spontaneously get married. What are some of the favorites from researching for the article?
Mm-hmm. A big favorite is parks, and you all, obviously being in New Hampshire with the White Mountains right behind you, are just, you know, it's a bastion for guerrilla weddings.
It's like a reception hall for guerrilla weddings.
It really is, because one thing that people love about parks is you can sort of find that private atmosphere without, you know, having to cordon off the entire place to yourself. A lot of times, parks don't cost anything to get into, or they cost, you know, $10 to park your car. You can go there and find a quiet, beautiful, personal place and just sort of pop a squat and bring in your officiant and get it done.
Well, the impromptu nature, however, means that, you know, there may be an element of danger. You could get kicked out of a park if there are too many people gathering.
Oh, absolutely. You can definitely get kicked out, or even worse, I mean, goodness, forget about, you know, a person. What about a moose or a bear? If you're really far into the woods, I think that's going to cause you more trouble than actually getting kicked out.
Have you actually heard of any, you know, epic guerrilla wedding fails, things that just didn't come off?
Yes, well, it wasn't a complete fail, but it was cut short. There was a couple out in Los Angeles who was in a courtyard outside of a train station, and that courtyard usually rents out for $6,000 for weddings. Well, they decided to go and do this, and about probably three-fourths of the way through the ceremony, security guards came up and said, you guys have to stop this immediately. And the officiant was like, look, I'm almost to the I do's. Let me just, like, get through this. And so they quickly had to race through, say the I do's, and then literally up and scrambled, or the security guards were going to call the cops on them.
Well, you know, it's not just the couple, but the guests have to be kind of game for this kind of thing.
You bring up a great point, Virginia. A lot of couples find that picking out the guest list is one of the hardest parts of doing a guerrilla wedding, because in nature, it's supposed to be quick and small. And so that means, you know, that your grandma may not be invited, and that might really upset her. Mm. In one example, we spoke with a couple who got married out in Colorado and required all their guests to literally ski down half the mountain and then trek into the woods so that they weren't seen. And it's like, if you're not in good enough shape, you may not be attending that wedding.
It feels like there's been this trend towards, you know, curating weddings, making them very editorial. You know, you've seen the photographs with couples doing very unwedding-like things in their photos, you know, hailing a cab. I've also seen people coordinating their first dances as a kind of a performance. So is this the next step in that?
so many people now want that personalized wedding experience. The wedding planning industry just blew up so much. It's a $54 billion industry these days.
Wow.
So you've seen sort of a backlash to it in some ways of people saying, we want to do our own thing. We want to do something that represents us. You definitely see it in the way that they may have, you know, a brownie, a big giant brownie,
right,
instead of a wedding cake. And
donuts,
this, you know,
I've seen
mountains
of donuts. But at the same time, these are exactly the kind of things that get broadcast on YouTube. Maybe, you know, maybe in the hope of going viral. It's sort of, this is our little event, but we want to make it as public as possible. Do you think that's true?
That's the irony of all this, is you want it to be private, but you want it to be public. And I think one of the things that makes that so true is just sort of the risk factor there.
Well, Alyssa, we found on deep background that you happen to be engaged.
Yes, I am.
Barry, what are your plans? Does the gorilla wedding have any allure for you?
Well, it did at first. I have to admit, Virginia, it was something that I really liked the idea of not a lot of hassle. But then as my fiance and I started looking into this, we realized that it takes a lot of planning. You got to make sure that the security guards, you know, are not going to be right where you want to be, or that there's not going to be some huge parade or graduation dinner going on. And so we actually decided, after looking into it, to go the traditional route.
Well, all the best to you, Alyssa.
Thank you, Virginia.
Alyssa Abkowitz is contributor to the Wall Street Journal and staff writer for Smart Money magazine, where she wrote about the stealth wedding. You can read the article at wordofmouthradio.org. And don't worry, it's not that big of a commitment. It's a beautiful night.